fake certificates. The Ethics and Anti-Corruption Commission, EACC, is in the process of investigating several cases of individuals who got jobs in government using fake certificates. EACC Chairman Bishop Dr. David Ogunde says several people with fake certificates have been taken to court and the commission recovered property acquired through the monies they were paid during the entire period they worked, and that some have paid back millions of shillings and also sacked. The commission recently handed over to the president some of the properties that we recovered from various individuals, including land, money, and other assets recovered across the country. That was an achievement for us because many people are committed to converting public resources to themselves and we are saying that cannot continue to happen, Bishop Ogunde explained. Speaking during this year's annual Sitem Church Business Forum in Eldoret, Bishop David Ogunde said corruption has become widespread in the country and the commission is unable to cover every sector where corruption happens because of limitations ranging from inadequate funding to human resources. Investigating corruption, especially big corruption, is a very expensive exercise. Many of the big corruption have international connections, so you find that money that is stolen locally was stashed in another country, and for you to investigate you require officers to travel to those nations and that is very expensive. The budget that we are given does not enable us to do our work to the best of our ability, he noted. However, Bishop Ogunde encouraged the business community to share ideas and focus on doing ethical business for lasting prosperity. The senior pastor at Eldoret Sitem Church, Reverend Elfers Bwire, said the event is hosted every year in October and November with the objective of providing an opportunity for different people to showcase what they are doing and participate in sessions where ideas are shared. The goal is to sharpen their skills on how to venture into business, navigate challenges in the sector, and eventually succeed. The exhibition, whose theme was Expanding Horizons, Pioneering the Future of Business, was attended by over 500 residents of Uasin-Gishu. Close to 100 exhibitors showcased their work. The residents and participants thanked the organizers, saying they learned many lessons about business ethics and business processes, how to improve their soft skills in businesses and as managers, and how to unlock financing for business growth.